Moving over to the Alima community, users are actively debating tier economics and pricing mechanics. In a post comparing Alima Pro at $20 a month versus OpenCode Go at $10, a user questions whether Alima truly delivers double the real-world usage. Commenters note that while OpenCode Go used to offer 6 times the value, its advantage has shrunk, with many models now sitting at a mere 1.5 times multiplier. Users highlight that Alima Cloud seems to handle agents like Hermes more efficiently, though energy-based billing systems across platforms make direct comparisons intentionally opaque and prone to shifting month by month. Another pricing puzzle caught community attention under the title, What is Wrong with DeepSeek V4 Pro? A user expressed frustration over DeepSeek V4 Pro burning through energy quotas at an alarming rate compared to GLM 5.2 and DeepSeek V4 Flash, which cruises along effortlessly. Community members pointed out that on the official models page, DeepSeek V4 Pro is rated as extra high energy consumption, roughly 5 times the size of the Flash variant, which inherently drives up usage metrics rapidly due to its massive parameter count. In practical deployment discussions, a developer asked for the best LLM models for invoice data extraction dealing with poor scan quality, skewed pages, and handwritten fields. The overwhelming consensus from experienced engineers is that LLMs are not built for raw optical character recognition. The recommended pipeline relies on a dedicated OCR engine first to extract raw text, which is then passed to a vision or text LLM configured with JSON mode and strict structural schemas to map the messy data accurately. On the software creation front, a developer announced the release of NixAI, a local-first AI workspace built for Windows supporting chat, coding, documents, and local model execution through Alima. Alongside options to connect external APIs like OpenAI and Anthropic without requiring a proprietary account. Meanwhile, another user troubleshooting persistent background app relaunches found success by generating a custom removal script using Claude Code and Gemma 4 Cloud. Over in the machine learning subreddit, structural efficiency and optimization took center stage. A researcher sparked a discussion titled How to Make Any Sparse Attention / KV Compression Look Good? Drawing from an original analysis by P. Narrate regarding the unspoken reality of packaging efficient attention methods and KV cache compression research for publication optics. In a fascinating hardware-software co-design project, a user shared that they trained a diffusion model that runs on just 264 kilobytes of RAM on a Shrike Lite microcontroller. To achieve this, they utilized the board's onboard FPGA to construct 2 parallel INT8 MAC engines with 16-bit accumulation. However, they hit a severe memory wall due to high I/O operations, proving that parallel hardware acceleration can sometimes be bottlenecked by microcontroller memory constraints. Community members also discussed an upcoming hands-on workshop on production retrieval augmented generation with open models led by Ben Alferth, focusing on hybrid retrieval combining vectors and keywords, advanced re-ranking, systematic evaluation using RAGAs, and architectural guardrails without relying on proprietary APIs. On an administrative note, a submitter questioned whether they could format ICLR citations using numbers instead of the mandated author year style, to which commenters overwhelmingly warned that deviating from strict guidelines at a major conference poses an immediate risk of a desk rejection. Turning to language technology, heteronyms and conversational intent sparked intense debate. A developer building a multilingual vocabulary app in Flutter highlighted the frustrating challenge that TTS and STT systems cannot distinguish heteronyms, like the word wind versus wind, correctly. Commenters noted that even premium engines like 11labs struggle with lexical stress, while alternatives like Cartesia offer custom pronunciation guides. For transcription accuracy, users suggested leveraging cross-lingual phone models like Zipa or implementing forced alignment pipelines using Wave 2Vec2. When discussing inbound lead generation, a developer questioned how much intent you can actually read from a single first inbound message. Community members responded that short phrases like pricing inquiries or availability checks carry high initial intent, while broader exploratory questions signal medium or low intent, which can be effectively classified by analyzing historical conversion patterns. In the Deep Learning subreddit, learners and researchers reflected on educational resources and architectural theory. A widely discussed post titled "Beyond the Tutorial Hell: How I Learned to Love the Documentation" detailed a user's transition from endless YouTube playlists to deep diving into Aurelien Gerin's comprehensive machine learning textbook and official library documentation, though some commenters playfully questioned whether the post itself was AI-generated. In architectural queries, a user sought to verify a Claude-generated explanation of overparameterized networks. Commenters validated that overparameterization, having significantly more learnable parameters than data points or true underlying features, fundamentally alters the optimization process by creating a much friendlier loss landscape with smoother paths downhill and fewer problematic local minima for gradient descent to navigate. Finally, a developer open-source CRNN, introducing matrix-free attention with O of n log n complexity, claiming it runs 16.2 times faster than flash attention at 50,000 tokens, alongside an O1, unbounded context footprint drastically reducing KV cache memory requirements.